Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Winklerverse. I would think that if there's ever a reason to get back on live after a Bucks game, it would be after game one of this series, starter against the Indiana Pacers. Hello, I'm Bart Winkler. Great to be with you on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, or also wherever you get your podcast, Apple, Spotify, and the like. Very excited for the Milwaukee Bucks postseason. I think a lot of us came in not knowing what to expect. A lot of us came in not really liking how the season has went, not really being that excited about a coaching change and some bad play and a really awful stretch there at the end of March and into April. And it is one game. It is one game. But it was a game that, again, without Giannis, it was a game that I think a lot of us were waiting for. It was a game that a lot of us were hoping to see. It was a game that when we found out we were getting Damian Lillard, we were looking for performances like this one. And we got that. Now, he had 35 points in the first half. He finished the game with 35 points. So a couple of different reasons for that. He did not take a lot of shots in the second half, that is. The Pacers did a good job of doubling up on him. And also, you know, he didn't need to. He did what he needed to do in the beginning. Bobby Portis stepped up with 15 before he fouled out. Chris Middleton at 23. Even Brooke Lopez getting into double figures thanks to a monster dunk at the end of the first quarter. So, or the end of the fourth quarter, the end of the game. So really great game, really fun game. Did go to this game tonight. Thought the crowd was pretty good. There were still a few towels on chairs, so I don't know if it was a complete sellout, but the crowd was ready from the jump. Very excited for that, and I'm excited to see how this series plays out. Again, it is just one game, okay? It is just one game, but I think the thing that I've been preaching, at least for one game, is this is a different thing. The playoffs are a different thing. It's not the regular season. It doesn't matter. And the Bucks even put out a tweet saying what you do in 82 games doesn't matter, which then Frames quote tweeted and said, great pitch for season tickets. But he's right. I mean, 82 games, it's too long. We don't need it anymore. I would think there will be a push. You know what? I'm going to be the one to push it. I'm going to push it. Because you shouldn't have it like this. You shouldn't have it where me, dumb idiot, saying don't worry about all this stuff. I shouldn't be vindicated. I shouldn't feel vindicated after watching a playoff game. That looked completely different than any of the regular season games we saw between these two teams. I mean, the Pacers are not ready. Tyrese Haliburton is not ready for these playoffs. Damian Lillard is. This is why you brought me here. Hell yeah, Dame. Absolutely it is. So really great stuff to see from Damian Lillard, especially in the first half. I tweeted last night, we got a 50-piece incoming. I was on pace for that until we got a zero-piece in the second half. All right, Q, I think, was just talking with Sparky. And now you're popping and bobbing and weaving on post-game shows. I was listening to Sparky on the way back.
Dame was on pace for a 70 piece.
Yeah, well, only 35.
This is what I expected.
Yeah.
Like,
this is what you and I have been saying. We've kind of agreed on this, that the regular season is dog shit.
I wouldn't say it's dog shit. I just think it doesn't matter for a team like the Bucks. Like, you're a Warriors fan. You get it. Like in 22, the Warriors didn't do great. Like there was times that Klay looked like a really overpaid player, and then he showed up just enough in the playoffs.
You mean last week?
Not last week. Klay. Your boy, yeah, Klay. I know.
Klay was over 10. My guy, Klay, was over
10. Yeah, but I'm saying in 22, they won a championship. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's – I don't know. I've been comparing the 22 Warriors to the 24 Bucks all year. And that's like – I think we have – we're – I mean, if we can beat the Celtics, we can beat anybody in the West. So but where I'm at is Rick Carlisle hasn't won a playoff series in 13 years. And the Pacers, they're a talented team, but they just lack experience. Like Pascal Siakam, this was his 54th game in the playoffs. He has the most out of anyone on the Pacers. The Bucks have 7 players with more playoff experience than him.
It's Siakam, just it's, I don't know where he got his 36 points. That was crazy. He finished with more points than Dame in that game.
I mean, the guy next to me was really upset that Siakam was kind of going off. I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as he and Halliburton, like, average to, like, 50, we win. Like, those guys need to put up 60, 70 points combined for them to have a chance to win.
Yeah.
So, I think, like, this team, this is when we're supposed to judge them. And I guess... When, like, question for you, when do you think they play Giannis? Do they need to play Giannis in the series?
I'm not sure that Giannis was ever going to play this series, just gut feeling. I don't know that he plays this series.
I think if we win, I don't think they'll play him Tuesday now that we won.
Well, they're not going to, I don't think he's going to be ready. I don't think he's healthy.
He looked healthy. He was jumping up and down today on the sideline.
Yeah, he was. He was standing. He was pretty into it.
Like, did you see him on that Brooke dunk in the fourth?
I didn't see his reaction, no.
So, Brooke mean mugged the bench, and then Giannis, like, tackled him. Like, he did, like a bro hug tackle, like, a pretty healthy dude. So, I think Giannis, if he needed to play, he could play.
Well, I'm pretty excited. I got a lot of comments here that I want to read. Got a gentleman named Fromps. You want to come on, Fromps?
Fromps.
Fromps.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, it was great to see the Bucks take a win tonight.
Yeah, hell yeah, Fromps. What'd you think of the game?
I only got to see a little bit of it, but they were up all night, and it was great to watch it when I could.
The crowd was getting – you were there, right, Q? Did you go?
The crowd was into it.
The crowd was getting a little like
I was there.
They were getting a little like uneasy when it was a 14-point lead only. Guy next to me was bitching up a storm.
Yeah.
Where the fuck did Fromps
go? Bye, Fromps.
The hell?
I don't know. He looked like a Pacer fan to me.
Well.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD healing.com/bluewire.
No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
We got a Pacer fan, in the comments. Named Cole says, cope. And then he says, you'll see. And then he says, okay, Dame Cole was broke after the first half. Dame took like 3 shots in the second half.
Cole, how many teeth do you and your family members have? Hope it's all of them.
Look, I'm not, I'm really making sure I'm not guy that says it's over after one game. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that here. I don't think it's over. I think the Bucks have a nice shot to get game 2. I think once it goes back to Indy, you know, a lot of these series we'll see what happens tonight with the Thunder, but a lot of these all the home teams are winning and some of them are winning pretty big. And sometimes that'll happen. And then the series goes back for game 3 and then the other team finds life again. So I don't know how this is going to go, but if you're a Pacer fan, you need to cope. Like, you need to cope. You're in trouble. You don't watch this game and think that oh, well, if this would have happened or that would have happened. The Pacers look like they don't belong.
They
flat out don't belong.
They do not belong.
So you need to cope.
Yeah. You need to cope. I mean, I think the Pacers they're going to learn a lot from this series. I think best case scenario for them is probably a gentleman's sweep. I think they might steal one at home. But
also, do you think I'm inbred because I'm from Indiana? Yeah, that was cute. Q's been on a weird track of insults. I don't think you're inbred.
I'm not a big fan of the state of Indiana. So
no, except for Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever.
I mean, she's not from there, but I will be cheering for – that's my new WNBA team.
Yeah, Cole, go root for the Fever because Pacers are done.
Hey, Cole, how many Coles were in your, like, fifth grade class? Probably 20. How did they keep track of you all? Cole Fulton.
Yeah. Are you Cole – you're Cole F? Cole F.
Yeah, Cole F. Cole Fulton the third. One in his own class.
Cole, why are you here? Why do people do this?
Who likes Wisconsin? There's plenty of people from Indiana.
Who, after their team loses, searches out the Into the Winklerverse podcast to fucking chime in? Who? There's one person every time I do these. There's always one person.
I appreciate Cole. Cole, come on here. Show us your teeth. Come on, buddy.
All right, Cole. Cole, go back to PacerFan.net or some shit.
Bart.
He subscribes. Oh, fuck, Cole, you're the best. Cole.
Just kidding, Cole.
Cole, did I ever tell you how much I love Cole Fulton? I think he fucking rules.
So, outside, who is your favorite role player today?
Oh, he unsubscribed, fuck. Role player? I don't know. Bobby, but he started. Hey, what was going on tonight? I hope you weren't a part of this. When Bobby got the ball, everyone started cheering as if they were going to see like some great thing. And then Bobby early was like, I think forcing himself into shots because the crowd was cheering. Like Bobby would get the ball and people were like, huh? Like, it's like, it's just Bobby Portis, man. Yeah, we love him. He's the underdog. He's the mayor, but relax.
So I thought that Bobby and Brooke showed a lot of restraint. There were like between the two of them, there was like a half a dozen moments where they were about to pull up from three, like early in the shot clock, and they didn't. They like passed the ball or backed somebody down. And I really appreciated that because I thought there was a lot of good ball movement today. And I think it was because those two guys, didn't take kind of crazy regular season shots. But to me, night and day difference of Halliburton. Like, I give that credit to one man and one man alone, Mr. Patrick Beverley. I think he was a lockdown defender on Halliburton today. And, like, Siakam scored 36, but Pat Bev, our big trade piece, stopped Halliburton from scoring 40. So I'd take that any day of the week.
Q, call into my show on Tuesday after.
After the game Tuesday? I'm going to the game Tuesday, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, Sparky will be on, but I'm on the app.
I'll call in as long as Shep pushes me through.
What, has he been dogging you?
I feel like Shep doesn't like me. I don't know what I did to him. I invited him over to my home, and he's not a big fan of me.
That was weird.
Who did you go to the game with?
My brother.
Oh, nice.
He texted me last night and said, tickets are $55 upper level. I go, you desperate to go to the game with someone? And I said, I'm not going to go. I wasn't going to go. And then I was thinking about it more, and I'm like, motherfucking Dame's going to have a great-ass game. Shit's going to rule. I'm going to be pissed I'm not there. So I went.
I feel like if we check tickets right now, they're probably like 75, and I feel like it'll be over 100 for Upper Deck by Tuesday.
People want to get into it. Hey, Sunday night's the night to have it. Those are real fans in there tonight.
I feel like there's going to be so much Bucks lust.
You don't got all the rich people who feel obligated. They're all at home watching 60 Minutes. Pre-making their coffee for the next morning. So they can get on the phone and yell at people while driving in their fucking earpiece.
Also, did you see that the t-shirt cannon like had erectile dysfunction today? It needed some Blue Chew. Is that still a sponsor?
They'll always be a sponsor in our heart. Yeah.
They got us all hot and heavy ready for the t-shirt cannon, and then it didn't shoot anything. Didn't even puff. I don't know what happened, but that was hilarious.
All right, Q. Have fun at the game. I'm going to say adieu to you.
See you, Bart.
That's Q. Jumping on. Reminder. You must be reminded. You probably were reminded. The holidays probably remind you. The holidays, D-A-Z-E. Pretty funny. HappyPlaceHemp.com. The promo code is BART for your gummies, your tinctures, your lip balms, the rubbing oil with the CBD. They got THC products. They got the seltzer products now. Shout out to a guy named Dave. Just showed me the haul he got there the other day, including a seltzer. Got to try those. Very good. Made with our friends at 1840 Brewing. So great to see those guys combining for the THC-infused seltzers, which are also available. They're available at the store and Raise in Tulsa and HappyPlaceHemp.com, which is where you can go and say the promo code. If you go to the store in Muskego, just say, hey, the Bart Winkler podcast into the Winklerverse. However you may do it. They know the name change. It's been 4 months. And you can also put Bart in the checkout. Bart, B-A-R-T. Promo code is Bart. Bart, 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 B-A-R-T. Alex says he's groined up for the Bucks. Zach, Bucks lust AF. Cole unsubscribed. No, he's subscriber of the week. He's subscriber of the week. Where did that go? There we go. Cole Fulton, subscriber of the week. Yeah, and you're our first subscriber of the week. Never done that before. I probably never will do it again, so you're the only subscriber of the week. That might make you the best subscriber. Pretty cool.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hot take, Jake.
Sup? It's been a minute.
Why aren't you watching AE Dub?
I got someone else doing that for me.
All right.
I'm not the biggest AEW guy. Now, I'm trying to get a little bit more into it, but most of what I watch of theirs is just out of morbid curiosity.
Yeah, I'd watch it if there was an AEW network. If it was on Peacock, I'd watch it. I'm not paying $50 for that shit.
No. That's in this day and age, if you expect somebody to pay that kind of money, like, you can't make your number one star a guy that's on a different promotion.
Although a beer did cost me $20 tonight. That was bullshit.
Yeah, I'm sad to hear that Q is back on the wagon. That's a toughie.
Back and driving faster than ever, from what I understand. So what's up? What are your thoughts?
Well, that was, it was good to see. I don't know. It was good to feel good about Damian Lillard again, to feel like maybe this is a little bit closer to the player we were hoping for when we traded for him. If it is just a legit thing that, okay, this is just playoff Dame and it's different, then it's just weird to me that, like, was he intentionally tanking during the season? Or, like, how, I don't know. When I play pickup basketball, I get angry and it's serious and I want to win every fucking game. And then, like, to see, like, a pro just kind of like, out there, yeah, do this thing. I don't know.
Well, 82 is a problem. I don't think we're in a day and age where 82 is necessary. And I'm not even sure, like, I'm going to look into this because I'm going to make this a big sticking point on the show, because I talk a lot about how the regular season's just dog shit. And if you look at a lot of these games, it's been a home-heavy weekend, but the games feel different. It feels more important. It feels like it matters more. Even the playing games had it's like, this is not. So Silver can try all he wants with an in-season tournament or whatever the fuck, but 82 is too much. It's too much. These games don't feel special. And you can take games off. And he had to institute a thing like, well, you got to play 65 games to be all NBA. Well, then just make it 65 games.
Yeah, I think that would be a good number. Even 60 would be awesome. Of course, we're never going to get it. You know, it's just all about greed and the product suffers a little bit. But it is funny that you could look at NBA playoff basketball, and I still have friends who will insist that college basketball is the better game. And it's just like,
college is dead.
It's such a stupid take. Dead. Yeah, it's really bad.
I don't want to be anti-transfer portal guy, but here's what's going to happen. I am. Because a lot of these guys are going to be getting, they're 19 years old. They're getting money from the highest bidder. They think they're king of the world. And then they're going to not go pro. They're going to go and enter the real workforce and like scoff at their boss that's offering them 45 out of college and they have to work weekends. They're gonna be like, oh, fuck, I was making seven figures at University of Kansas. And you're like, well, then, but you're not, like, you can't do that anymore. You're doing this. You get, NIL doesn't exist. You get 15 days off and you don't get insurance for 3 months. You're in the real world now, son.
Yeah. NIL has, particularly for college football, I am so out on college football now because of NIL. I used to get into Badger recruiting and like, yeah, we landed this guy. And it's like, well, who cares? Next year, he's just going to leave. It doesn't matter. Like, Essentially, all those guys that end up any good are going to end up at your Ohio States, your Alabamas, and in basketball, it'll be Duke and Carolina and, you know, all your blue bloods, all that stuff.
All right. Give me some thoughts on tonight.
So Halliburton, what the hell, bro? Like, come on, you got to at least pull it out and try. You know what I mean? What did he have? 7 shot attempts, like 7 or 9 or something like that. I saw as you were scrolling through YouTube comments, I do remember meeting somebody at Target and getting me peanut butter.
Robert.
Yeah, it was a nice kid. He called me out, the hot take Jake. So the Winklerverse is large. It's vast, Bart.
Oh, you got recognized at a Target?
I got recognized at a Target. I got recognized at a Bucks game when I was walking through my seat. Somebody just said, hot take Jake. And I said, yeah, what's going on, man?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, you're out there, man. Your tentacles are latched in. I do want to mention before I get kicked off, Bryce Terang, man, this guy, he's like legit. If this is a real thing, like if this is who he is, just go ahead.
Bryce Perkins. Or Bryce Perkins.
Him too. Like the Brewers just have.
What about all the these, Brewers?
They really are like the team from Major League. You know, where they're getting guys from the Venezuelan League and the California Penal League and just kind of putting it together. Like, if this team is good, it's going to be a fun summer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's one thing to be good, but it's also another thing to be good with nobodies. Like, that's just so much more fun. And fuck the Cardinals. That's for Big Ron.
So, I came into this playoff, I don't know if pessimistic's the right word, but just kind of like, I don't know what's going to happen. And the only feeling that I had was, I don't think we're in for 2 months of Bucks basketball. I still don't know if I'm going to change my mind on any of that stuff, but they're going to give it a shot. Like, this is a team that is better than was being thought of. I think a lot of narratives are going to change, especially on Dame. Yeah, he did not look like an all-star for 82 games of the season. But what are the two games he's played the best in? The All-Star game and this game.
One half at least. Games.
Well, yeah, he had 2 shots in the second half, maybe 3.
Oh, I can tell Q is drinking. Q is an angry drunk, isn't he? I'm reading his comments on YouTube here.
Yeah, Q, if you want to get in it, Jake, I'll
please do. I want to talk to
you. Come back in the stream if you want to get. Q I'd says, love imagine to that. Jake dodging Bucks questions. Casual as fuck. Stick to the regular season.
Yeah, he's got to be one of those angry drunks. I'd love to talk to angry drunk Q.
Bucky wants to know how I feel about West Ham. Not good. Bad day. They got their ass kicked. And they lost to the German team that's killing everybody.
Totally.
Yeah. What else do we want to talk about? 109.90 for the final. If you did not know that or look up the box score or watch the game, Middleton with 23. I think a lot of people forgot that we have Chris Middleton on this team, that he exists. Double-double for him. Bobby with 15 and 11 did foul out. I thought there were a lot of weird foul calls, not saying anything any sort of way. I just thought a lot of foul calls were weird. Pat Bev's fucking amazing. Jay Crowder had a big 3 late. Connaughton had a big 3. Beasley sucks on defense, absolutely sucks, but at 9 points. AJ Green, boy, 3 threes from the same spot, missed them all. The rotation pretty tight. All of the starters playing 30 minutes at least. Bobby fouled out. So you got 37 out of Pat Bev, 38 out of Lillard, and 35 out of Middleton. I think that AJ Green probably does not show up in game 2. I don't think he cracks the lineup. I think Doc's going to let this one stick for a while.
Gallinari season.
No, you see, he's got a mohawk. He cut into a mohawk.
Yeah, I mean, he's not going to get in the game, so he's like, hey, this is my way to get some attention.
Yeah, he got a new mohawk. Oh, here we go. Figure it out.
He's not
going to
get in the game, so he's like,
turn the show off. Turn your video off, amateur.
Yeah, he got a new mohawk.
What is this, amateur hour? Come on, Q, you're better than this.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bud.
No, sorry, I switched to my laptop. So, you can hear me?
Yeah. Who do you think the Packers are going to draft on Thursday?
I don't care.
All right, big man. Be big man. Be big man in the comments. Be big man.
Can you hear me or no?
Yes.
Why am I hearing like six of you?
Oh, Lord. This is old school Winklerverse right here. I love it.
Hold on. I have no idea who. I'm a Bucks guy. So I don't pretend to know about the Buck or the Packers or the Brewers. So Jake, why were you dodging Bart's questions on the Bucks? Did you watch the game tonight?
I did.
Well, yeah. Are you going to apologize to Dame?
Which questions did I dodge?
There's not. I'm not drunk. I didn't even drink at the game. This is hilarious. I didn't drink at the game. So I guess like I'm a little disappointed in you, Jake, because you like had such a strong take about Dame and like how you knew it was bad the second he got off the limo. And like you've been beating on that drum all year. And dude just won us a playoff game without Giannis. And like, I just feel like I need a little more from you than like saying one comment and then talking about Bryce Terang like nothing happened this whole regular season.
All right. So let's, if Q wants me to atone, what would you like me to do, Q?
I don't know. It's on you.
Okay.
Also, Madden the Falls, you need to get in here for the reunion show.
I think, you need to say you were wrong if you think you were wrong about Dame.
I think Dame had a great game tonight. It was great to see him looking like the Dame of old. And let's see if he does it in game two.
So how far do you think the Bucks go?
I didn't think they were going to beat Indiana. I think this series will go six games. I think they did enough tonight to probably swing me over to the other side of the fence. So I think the Bucks will win it in six. Second round, I don't know. It all is dependent on Giannis, naturally.
Okay. Good conversation. Glad I did this.
Q, since when are you not a Packers guy?
I'm a Packers guy. I'm just not a draft guy.
Oh, fair enough. Bart, who do you think they're going to take?
I have no idea.
What is going on? The Packers, come on. Nobody's paying attention to the draft. Am I the only draft
guy now? I'm more focused on where the quarterbacks are going to go.
That's true. That's all that matters, right? Bart, how many
care about what fucking offensive lineman we draft that I have to pretend to care about?
Bart, I have a question for you. Yeah. How often do you unfollow people?
How often do I unfollow people?
Yeah, do you have like a criteria?
No.
All right. I have a friend who said you unfollowed him. So I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's the whole national thing. He's got to, you know, you don't want to look too eager.
I did unfollow a lot of people that hadn't tweeted in a while.
Oh, that could make sense.
Or there was one night, there was one week where if I saw anyone bitch about the Bucks sucking in the regular season, like in the first quarter, if they go, oh, fuck, why'd we get Dame? Oh, dumb trade, fuck. I unfollowed.
You're still following me?
I don't know why I fucking gave you a bone.
You made the cut, Jake.
Oh, you love it. Hey, when are we doing this get-together again? When's part two coming?
I don't know. When do you want to do it?
You and Shay were talking about it the other day.
Yeah, Shay also told me that he was at the game, but he was gonna come by my section at halftime, and then he never did.
Well,
I tried to find Jean, but I couldn't find her.
You went to go find her?
Yeah.
Oh, Jean was offering free drinks.
I know. I wasn't drinking, but I was just gonna go give her a high five.
Come on.
A lot of
Q.
People in the comments are saying that you are skirting the answer because you did not drink at the game. People think you drank before the game.
No, I didn't drink before or during the game.
No one here thinks you're sober, present company included.
I didn't drink before or during the game.
He's just a little different today. That's all.
I feel like I have been swimming upstream with this Bucks team all season. So I'm like high on life that they won and that the regular season doesn't matter.
Hey, so you should take a little victory lap tonight. I'm more than fine with that. I want to see them get a little bit more consistency before I'm all the way back in. That's all.
Yeah. And that's cool. Like, we'll welcome you back on the bus. It's everybody's team. Like, you got your championship hat on. We're good.
Yeah, doesn't come off until it's over.
So can I get real with you guys for like just a couple minutes here?
Oh, he's been drinking.
No,
let's go.
No,
I haven't been drinking, but like for the last year.
I said no.
All right, I'll stop.
What do you? I need to proofread this first.
No, it's nothing. It's nothing bad. I feel I can. You'll appreciate this.
All right.
We can have Tim cut it if you don't. So, for the last year, I've been separated from my wife on and off, and we ended up getting divorced 2 weeks ago, and so I feel like I have a soft spot for Dame. And I it's like divorce is fucking tough. Like you take it day by day and being separated from your kids suck. And so I took some of the hate that Dame was getting personally, and I'm extremely happy for him today that he had a good day. And I think it's going to continue. So, and like, that's the real me. Like I know a lot of people on here don't like me, but I feel for Dame. And I think it's unjust the ridicule he's gotten this year.
Okay, so because I didn't put the two and two together at first, and sorry that you're going through that, obviously. But Dame's also had been going through that. So then you, okay, that understand. At first, I did not understand that. Now I'm thinking about it. Now I understand it.
Hey, who's Glorilla, and why is that a name that I need to know?
Some chick Q's fucking.
No, man,
that's my man Dame side piece.
Like, I mean, I know that there's a lot to women, you know, besides just looks, but like I looked at a picture of it and I'm like, really, Dame? That's what you're going for? All right.
I should have ended this. I should have ended this podcast.
Well, you know, she's got that thing. Do you remember when Will Smith did like that movie where he was the fish, the animated one, and his eyes were like way over here? She's got like Brandy eyes where, or like horse eyes where they're like super far apart.
I can't be associated with this.
What did I do that you can't be associated with?
No, you're fine, Jake. I can't. I can't. I can't.
Yeah. Can you explain your background, Jake, if I may ask?
Sure. What do you want to know?
What is it?
What do you mean? Oh, right here? My like actual background? Oh, that's Giannis with Bobby Portis's eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, because you know, Bobby was stepping into Giannis's role tonight, so that's what we got.
All right, well, I'm gonna eventually wrap up, so I'm gonna let you both go.
All right,
thanks, Bart.
All right, love you, Q.
Bucks in four.
Q, Jake, get them out of here. With all due respect. All right, Shay. I don't want this one. I don't want this one posted. I don't want this one put up on the internet. I didn't say anything bad. I feel fine about myself. You can't judge me for anything that I didn't say. I just provide a space for Bucks fans to gather, and what they say is their own piece. So the Bucks play game two at 7:30 on Tuesday tonight. I think that I'm very glad I went to the game. I just wanted to experience. Hey, Tim, get in here. I just wanted to experience Dame. I thought that, not that I haven't seen him play before, but I just wanted to experience what I thought was going to be a big night from Dame. They needed to shift the national scales. They needed to shift the local scales. Dame had to put out something about how, like, people think I don't like it here. I like it here. This is what I came here to do. And to have a game like this where Giannis didn't play, all eyes were on Dame. And I hope that, you know, people don't look at the 0 points he had in the second half. If you watch the game, you'll understand he only took a few shots. He was getting doubled, and everybody, you know, the other guys were stepping up there too. So Damian Lillard did exactly what he was here to do. He needed to come in and take over for the Bucks. He needed to come in and be the Damian Lillard we thought we were trading for. And he was that tonight. And he was great. And it was fun to watch. And it was kind of funny to watch at times in a good way. And I hope we see more of it in game two. The Giannis thing is a big question. We don't know when we're going to see him again. They put him as doubtful in this game, and then they are going to probably play that game the next couple of nights. I'm just expecting him not to play. I don't have any inside info. I'm not a fake Twitter doctor. I'm just not sure. Because remember last year, that's why winning game one was important. One, it's nice to win a game one again. But also it was important because last year we had to rush him back to try to save us against the Heat, and that did not work at all. It was very bad. That did not work. It was very bad. So, yeah, not good. Melissa says, on NBA TV, if you do get Bally's, they're also on Bally's, the Tuesday game. I'm not 100% sure that I'm going to be able to watch the game because I'm broadcasting at work and I can't use the main system, so I use it out of my producer studio. And I don't know if NBA TV streams via the DirecTV app. I'm not sure. We'll find out Tuesday. Shay, you got a lot of editing to do here tonight.
Great. You just before you even ask, you're not going to get to see me because I'm currently laying in bed. So.
Oh, why?
You just get because I got to wake up in like 3.5 hours.
Then why even go to bed?
Oh, just to get a little sleep.
So then why'd you go to the game?
Because I wanted to see the game. I wanted to see Dame. I wanted to see the atmosphere, hear the atmosphere. It was fun. It was a good time.
Oh, Cole says I will be able to watch NBA TV. Cole, you son of a biscuit. That's why he is subscriber of the week. Cole, you know what? I got to edit that. I got to edit this.
I mean, why just you can watch it on Bally Sports?
That I can't get in my DirecTV stream.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream, you can see this new graphic. Give him a call, by the way, for your insurance needs. Subscriber of the year, Cole Fulton.
Oh, look at you doing my job editing that.
All right, Tim, tell me about your experience. Tell me about your thoughts. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh, what? I don't have shakeaways. I'm not giving you three. I'll just tell you about my experience.
You can't give me three thoughts on the game? What are you, hot take, Jake?
God. When Giannis comes back, I still want to see the offense needs to run through day, 2 days. He needs to be your leading scorer every game. Because what he did tonight is, I think, what we were expecting during the regular season, kind of, right?
Yep.
And there were glimpses during the regular season, but this was masterpiece one of, what, about 15 more to go?
Okay.
So I'd like to see that when Giannis, if Giannis comes back too.
Oops. Yep. Go ahead.
The unsung hero tonight, I'd have to give it to Pat Beverly. Not Chris Middleton, even though Chris Middleton did get 20 plus. It was nice to see. Three guys in double digits? Right?
Yeah, sure.
So, but.
Sounds right. Four guys. Brooke.
Pat, Brooke. Okay. Pat Beverly, you know, that fight.
Pat had 5 points.
You know, he had that dog in him, if we're going to go back to that mentality. It was nice to see a little fight. Got a little chippy there.
Why didn't you come see me at the halftime?
I don't, because you never texted me where you were. I said,
oh, yeah, you're right. I did.
I said, please text me where you are at halftime. I'll come. I said, I'll even come up to you. And you never sent me a text message.
Mm. You're right. I fucked up. This is awesome. Wants to meet up at the parade and we'll all buy Q a drink.
Oh. Are you laying down your chairs yet? Did I miss that?
I'll never do that again.
Okay.
But I tweeted last night. I thought Dane was going to put up 50.
Good crowd today, too, I think.
I really thought the crowd was good. And I think it's because Sunday night.
Sunday night.
You got all the business people are in bed. Except they got to go to bed at 7 o'clock so they can wake up, have their smoothie, do their workout.
Except David Gruber, of course.
Tape their day, put it on TikTok. How to be successful.
We'll see what it's like on Tuesday. I think Tuesday night, 7:30, right? Is that tip-off?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have a couple more empty seats in there.
Well, I'm going to stay home. I mean, even though I had to work, and I will have to work, I would stay home because if Steve Novak's going to get on these Bally calls, I got to stay home and watch him. I agree. Marcus, come on. Playoffs, it's Steve Novak time. God, who wants the way better journalist? I want Steve Novak.
Sure.
Personally,
Ian Eagle was pretty good from what I've heard.
So. Oh, is that who we had tonight?
Yeah, Ian Eagle, Grant Hill.
Oh, wow.
Or Ian Eagle, Jim Jackson. I don't know.
Can something. I say something else, too? I got to say something else.
Yeah, what do you got to say?
I do not have credentials. I bought a ticket. A real person.
Yep.
I just think I like Doc Rivers.
He showed more emotion than Bud.
I like him. I just think that I like him.
Yeah, he's yeah. He tells it as it is in his press conferences. He tells it as it is.
I also think that this was what I kept saying about the Bucks with Griffin. Ultimately, how much is coaching going to dictate who wins this title? The Bucks have a roster with Dame and Giannis. That's what's going to dictate if they win this title. The players.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, coaching, whatever, but it's the players.
Yeah, I agree.
The players.
Maybe they're just playing harder for him or better for him.
It's the playoff. I mean, I would I ever get out of my seat to go to a regular season Sunday night game? No. Why would I do that? It's too long. They didn't give a shit. And now I give a shit. I didn't care. I couldn't have cared about the regular season less.
I can't believe
it. Honestly, I don't even think I watched a game in March. I don't think I watched a Bucks game in March.
I can't believe you went to game one of the playoffs.
Why not? I go to games.
I know. I thought you'd maybe wait, game five when they clinch it, the first round.
No, I wanted to see Dame go nuts.
I think this is what we're going to see out of him, though. You know, whether he goes nuts in game one or game five, he's going to.
How the hell are you going to go to work in 3 hours? That's insane.
Well, get up and do it. I've been doing it for over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get a haircut. You got to do something. And I'm the one. Yeah, you got to fix that.
Ooh. Fix what? It's fine. I wear hats.
Yeah, but okay.
Q Dude. Wants to know what you wear to bed.
Why?
I don't know. I'm probably going to wear this. This is what I wear to the game.
I wear shorts and an undershirt.
My pants? Sweatpants?
I can't wear sweatpants to bed.
Cole's going to be at game four if anybody wants to meet up with Cole.
I was thinking about going down for game three. All right, road trip?
Was that the Friday afternoon game?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. I know you got to work, but.
What do I got going on this weekend?
Tickets are cheap in Indy.
Well, they're going to be even cheaper. Oh, the Yankee. Oh, it's the draft.
The draft. Oh, yeah. You're going to. You got the draft. I forgot.
I'm not going to the draft.
Oh, you aren't?
I thought I was, but I'm not.
Yeah, I was with you when. Okay. That's a story offline.
Yeah, the draft is this weekend.
All right. Well, we got the draft. We got
Thursday, I'm doing a show from 7 to 11.
The Yankees are in town with no John Sterling, whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we've clearly hit a wall, so I'm going to end this.
Yeah, I'm going to bed.
Okay.
Can I get a wake up call at 1:15?
Oh, I'm not staying up.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to go to bed.
Mondays are the only day I can't text you in the morning because you're obviously not.
Well, Mondays suck because I have to get up and take my, so I'm up all day. I got to get up. I can't sleep till like 10:30, 11.
Do you think, I don't know if you made a prediction of what the Bucks will win this. And if you want to be just cool and say Bucks in six, but.
I think they'll wrap this one up in five.
Yes, a gentleman's.
Based on one game. But yep. Again, I don't care about the regular season. I'm not coming to game four, Cole, unfortunately. I'm not coming down to Indy. Otherwise, I'd pay for your whole tab. You're the subscriber of the year.
All right, Bart. Well, take it easy. Have a good night.
All right. See you, bud.
Watch CBS 58's Morning News tomorrow morning starting at 4:30. Good night, everybody.
That's Tim Shea. Andrew wants to know if I'm going to talk Bucks on my CBS radio show. Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm going to talk about how the home teams were so dominant. Yes, it is Infinity Sports Radio. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Jeez. I forgot. I am going to talk about how the home teams were so dominant. Now, that could change with this late game here, which I will watch, Thunder and Pelicans, and then go to bed. I like to have at least one day where I'm asleep before the day turns over a week. That's pretty good. But other than that, yeah, all the home teams. The Celtics, that was so stupid. The Celtics, do they every year have a 20-2 run to start? Like, every time the Celtics have a home game, they're up 15-3. Sucks. They're up 15, and then the home crowd goes nuts. I'm so tired of them. It's just the playoffs are fun. The playoffs are fun, and I enjoy them. And I do think about, as I was walking down there tonight, I think about all the old playoff series I used to go to when they were bad. The Hawks one comes to mind. Even thinking about that Bulls series where Giannis tackled Dunleavy Jr., GM of the Warriors. I don't want, we're in the good old days, so I don't want to take this for granted. I don't want to take being able to, a Sunday night, everything turns green downtown. And there were buildings lit up. There's flags all over. Flags. I got ripped on by my in-laws this weekend. Flags. Flags. There were flags all over downtown. And as you go further, I talk about this a lot, the further you go, you'll start to feel it more. It'll be inescapable that the Bucks are in the playoffs. People that don't care about the Bucks or even will know it's the playoffs. Those pop-up tents will pop up gas stations selling real shitty ass knockoff merch where everything's $25, no matter the quality or the size. That's what I enjoy. That's what I enjoy. So I'm glad we're here. I'm glad I'm here. I'm happy you're here. I'm happy you're here. Thank you for spending a little bit of Sunday night. Enjoy the last game of the night. I will likely be back on Tuesday for a live. We could talk some Brewers. We can talk more Bucks, see how the reaction was to this game. I'm sure people will bitch that. I'm sure people will incorrectly say, oh, yeah, Dame Denny didn't score in the second half. Gary Wolfel will probably tweet something like that. I'm calling that shot. So, all right, guys. Thank you. Enjoy. Thanks to Q and Jake and Shay. Thanks to Cole Fulton, subscriber of the year, and everybody here in the comments. Have a great night, and we will talk later this week. Thanks for coming into the Winklerverse.